always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da.
Well, thank you for tuning in to another radio show with Yada the King, baby. I appreciate you. We're going to get in with a new group today called Adam and Kizzy, and they are going to come and talk about their new album, Edo. And the topic of the day is all about freedom. Let's get it in. Sean C. Johnson right here.
Yes, I am tired, so sick and tired of all these lies. You say you love me, but you don't know me. I've changed so much now, and you just seem ugly. But we've been together, seems like forever. These worldly pleasures are breaking me down, and I just can't do this. No, I can't do this. Wish you the best now, yeah. I'm chugging deuces, cause I make me sick. Been down this road, seems like a thousand times. Now you've crossed the line, I make me sick. Had control of me for the longest time. Now I renew my mind. Won't you go? Why won't you leave me? Leave me alone. I know what you want to say. You want your own way, but I can't afford to fall. So I would do what you would do. What you want, but this is the end of the road, and I'm moving on. Sorry, now a goodbye.
Been down this road, seems like a thousand times. I've crossed the line, make me sick. Had control.
Want a lot of things, man. All the money, cars, clothes, jewels. But there's something I found better, man. There's no place I'd rather be than in Christ. Yes, sir. So kind.
Jay Carter. Yeah.
Come on.
All the material things and the people I follow. Never satisfied, left me dry, feeling hollow. What did it mean to me? There was nothing for me. Will and everything is alright, and I got new life through Christ. And there's no place I'd rather be. And there's no place I'd rather be.
Used to wish that I was famous, a star like Jay and Lil Wayne is, a rapper with a lot of chicks and number one bangers. Everybody know me first name with the bankers. VIP listed front row with the Lakers. Cars and the clothes, everything you could think of. Big crib mansions in the countries where they play us. Pool every house in the room, can you roll? Private jet flying on my team, I got the bureau. Never have to worry, got the law on the payroll. Even Mexico got a trillion instead of peso. They doing what I say so, I thought this was the life, oh. Me until I found the light of Christ, then I let go.
Things and the people I follow. Never satisfied, left me dry, feeling hollow. What did it mean to me, to me? There was nothing for me, for me, for me. Now I'm living for His will and everything is alright. And I got new
as a gimmick when I did a concert in Colorado and we're finished. Off the call, I seen the souls call for Jesus in the spirit. That's the moment that I recognize people really listening. These souls were in my hands, now I'm really on a mission. This is more than the music, and my knees was repenting. Had to turn from my pride and my own ambitions. This is for the Christ, and I'm never going back, man. You can keep the money and the fame in the mic stand. Here for the souls, gotta reach a whole lost land. Picked up my cross, fully aware of what it's cost, man.
The things and the people I follow, never satisfied, left me dry, feeling hollow. What did it mean to me, to me? There was nothing for me, for me, for me. Now I'm living for His will and everything is alright. And I got a new life through Christ. And there's no place I'd rather be, to be. And there's no place I'd rather be, to be, to be.
Lived in Europe and Korea, still spreading gospel. People showing love, souls saved like revival. God bless my ministry and family for sure, though. Gave back a hundredfold, more than you could ever know. Nothing could explain His grace, said He never let me go. Once I heard that Jesus gave His life for our sins, lived, died, resurrected on the cross for my sins. Then I knew the Romans 10, our confession I would live in. Jesus in my heart changed, repent from my sins. Now I tell the whole world about a passion, never quit. Gotta keep repping Christ till He tell me that I'm in.
Too many things in the people I follow, never satisfied, left me dry, feeling hollow.
Me. You hustle with a rock, we hustle for the rock. You hustle for a knock, we hustle for eternal guap. I know some real hustlers, real ambassadors. Matter of fact, you'll laugh at some of my old ladies in Africa. You shouldn't laugh because they're laughing us. They stay on track, they're looking back like you can't run half a lap with us. They're like the master was, doing like the master does. Makes me wanna play my role like an actor does.
You see me,
yeah.
You see me, yeah.
Open your eyes,
you see me,
listen. There's a mark, ain't nobody hitting it. I know today you're young, so you're getting it. Of course, they pour more and more, so you're sipping it. The Maybach's like a slave back, you're whipping it. I witnessed it, most of this is just appearance. Most of y'all are still living with your parents. God made man, so man is shining for certain. But made it for Himself, but me and the mind you're certain. That's why you get fly, then we find you're hurting. Not what it seems, that's the man behind the curtain. You say I'm preachy, that's my M.O. I heard you saying amen, I thought okay, then that's my inroad. Jesus wept, how about that? Not too much, short and sweet. But He wept for sin and death, now we ask for your belief. Whether you are out the womb, out the church, out the pen, you're a soul for a soul, you know we are out the wind.
The wind, you see me, yeah.
I got one more for ya.
You see me?
I hustle for the real Jesus, cause He's a beast. Not that dude that you use up in your Jesus peace. All that God taught the day you got me so confused. I thought God was the diamonds or the gold y'all use. Jesus teach us how to hustle, we listening too. He knows street, His feet had a blister or two. He knows sleep, how sleep could be far and few. How to beat the body down for crowns, He's called us to. Now take that, try that, take it back, apply that. Put that in your real life and then put that in it. Pyrex, let that rock of truth do to you what it do. Cause the wind, when it comes to sin, you must be biggest losers. Drop the weight, watch your plate, watch what you take on. Even if it ain't wrong, don't run with them weights on. Show up for that great form, look at all like you ate songs. Hope to see you at the finish line with them raised arms.
You see me, yeah. You see me, yeah. You see me,
yeah.
You see me.
Just a kid.
case there was some confusion. We here. Say, I don't know y'all exist. So you see me. I see you, you see me. You ain't know. Jesus represent us. Yeah.
Mission is back with her brand new EP, The Quad Drop. Now available for free download as well as donation at therealmission.bandcamp.com. All tracks produced by Eshawn Bombay. Also connect with her on Twitter at The Real Mission.
I wanna be better today than a day ago. The price that you pay for me is so unrepayable. I give you all I got.
The Quad Drop, now available at therealmission.bandcamp.com.
Listen up. If you got something that you want to advertise with us here at Yacht of the King Radio, hit us up at yachtoftheking.com or email us advertising@yachtoftheking.com. We offer splash and background page, banners, Twitter blasts, and our most popular 30-second audio commercial for our podcast. Let us help market your brand at highly reasonable prices. You may have a new ministry, a book, a CD, clothing line. Let us help you get it out. So go to yachtoftheking.com and advertise today.
All right. You are here on Yacht of the King Radio. I got the guests, Adam and Kizzy, with me right now. And the way that we get it started, first of all, I want to thank your guys' manager for lining this up. She gets the job done. She manages y'all and Sean C. Johnson. I always mess dude's name up. But hey, man, that's really what's up. So I'm with you guys. I want to know real quick. We always start the show with your testimony. We got about 5 minutes each. Break down your testimony. And I'm going to start with Kizzy first. We're going to let the lady go first.
Absolutely.
Okay. So just my big testimony. I can choose whatever I want to talk about.
Yeah, you can start it wherever. But it got to end with Jesus. That's all that matters.
Amen. Okay, so I'd say the biggest testimony is, I've been performing all my life. And I started trap performing years back in 2007. And I was doing really strong at Disney, a performer for Disney. And my last gig with them was a crew gig. And while I was on the ship, I was getting sick a whole lot. And it got to the point where my my manager there, our stage manager, she always did an evaluation, made contract with them at the end. And by the last evaluation, she said it was about, but she was like, I think you need to reconsider this line of work. And that broke my heart. You know, I mean, this is what I've been doing all my life. But I knew she was right, and I agree with her, honestly. So I got off the ship, and I went to New York, because that's kind of where I was taking myself out of, to audition for things. And initially, I was going to go back to New York, and I was thinking, okay, well, I won't travel anymore. Because, you know, when you're traveling, you're out of the country, you're also on the sea. It's really hard to get the kind of medical attention you need.
Yeah.
When you get sick. So I was like, well, okay, I'll go back to New York and I'll audition, you know, for stuff and just get some little, you know. But I didn't have an agent, I wasn't union. So getting work locally in New York is extremely difficult and I won't say it's impossible, but it's definitely not easy. So I ended up actually getting a regular job, well, sort of regular, but working for Apple. And it was my best option for me, you know, as a performer who's been working and making a living off performing. Because Apple, for one, I love the product. And then, two, Apple really kind of operates by a different standards than most retail gigs. So they very brand support of people in the arts and such. And so it was really just the kind of environment I needed to be in. And I spent the rest of my time in New York working with them. But my health was still no good. And finally, my lease ran out. And I was like, okay, my money's a little low too. I should come home. The way my health was, the kind of medical bills I was having, but I needed to go home. So I went home. I came back to Oklahoma. And it was a really hard time for me. It was extremely hard. I was sad, honestly, and I was kind of lost, and I stopped singing, and I refused to sing. I even got mad at people that they asked me. And I was just kind of going through the motions, working with Apple, and I was not social. I wasn't hanging with friends or anything. Then I happened to run into an old friend that I had best friends with back in high school. And it was Adam. And it was just, you know, a short encounter. You know, he was just doing a gig, and that's usually how we would always run into each other. But that was pleasant and well with it. But then later on down the road, maybe after I come home, we happened to reconnect via Facebook at a time when we were both going through some really deep and dark stuff. And as friends, we were like, let's just get together on Bible study, you know, and lift each other up. And long story short, we fell in love. And then we got married. And then the music happened. And I'm singing. And I'm not just singing now, I'm singing better than I ever did, and I'm singing my own music from my heart.
Yeah.
And we're with the CD, we're living off of it. I'm not working another job, I'm actually making a living off of music.
Wow, we're going to stop you right there. Cause that was a, it was a lot, you know what I'm saying? And matter of fact, we're going to go to you guys' first song. The first song that I heard from your guys' manager, she sent this to me, and I was like, yeah, let's do an interview with him. It was called Can I Get a Light? So Adam, yes, talk to me about this real quick, and then we're going to come back with your testimony after this.
Awesome.
So go ahead and tell me about this song right here.
Can I Get a Light is a special song for us because it was the first song that we ever worked on together, actually.
Oh, wow.
It happened when we were still very much friends. And see, the night where it happened was kind of a, what's the word I'm looking for? A turning point?
Pivotal moment.
Yeah, it was definitely a pivotal moment. What happened was we were doing what had at this point become a regular routine, just hanging out every day. And so this neighbor didn't have anything particular to do. So we were like, well, let's go up to the university and just get on the piano and just, you know, kill time that way. So I was on the piano, and Ken Zinger, classic goofy self, was laying on top of the piano, almost falling asleep. And I was like, well, let's write a song.
Wow.
And so I started noodling around, and the first thing I played was the chord progression and melody line for Can I Get a Light. It just literally came out of me all at once. That's about as far as that song went for close to a year, really. Like, we had these changes, and we had an idea. We even had a title for it and what we wanted to write about. But it's just, you know, the final pieces weren't ready. So we're both big on leaning on God's time and not forcing things, just letting them happen when God delivers them. So we finished the song when we were in India, which is where we ended up right after we first got married. We did a 6-month performance contract in India. And just a few weeks before we were scheduled to come back home, we sat down and we had this whole concert, this homecoming concert scheduled, and we wanted to do Can I Get a Light? So we sought out to write it again, and it came to us. So the song has a lot to do with our story, a lot to do with the fact that we both found each other in dark places. And the miracle is that though we were both in dark places, somehow these two depressed people were able to come together and be a light for each other. Yeah. And only God can do that. So that's what the song is. That's like the under sub-story of the song. And it's literally just talking about, you know, all the darkness we go through in day-to-day life. Can I get a light, God? Can I get a light?
All right. So we...
everybody back.
Say that one more time. I'm sorry.
No, I was just, and that's something everyone's asked at some point in their trial, in their storm. You know, I need to see the end of this guy, you know?
Yes. So let's hop into that. Can I Get a Light? We'll be back with Adam and Kizzy after this on Yada the King Radio. Here we go.
From heaven shine on me in the blind zone with both wings flying on E. By no means should boats be flying so steep, they're designed so cheap, but green eyes don't blink. You see, money doesn't grow where the pine cones sleep, but keep right on with both feet high on G to the OD with no B, Y-O-B, and be all that you can be. Boy, he died on T. Now we lie, but Jesus said to rely on me. And it's a jungle out there where the lion sleeps, and he piles on fleece so he can lie on sheep. But the mighty word of God is a light on feet. They just might roam free, see why on me. We on high, I mean nosebleed high on peace. We drop rock, paper peace, sign on three, yeah.
I told this kid to send me 5 beats. I'll turn around and send you 5 songs. Good soil under the concrete. My, look how this rose is growing.
Frustrated with no clip view. My lane in my rear view. Numb cause they don't feel you. Tired of trying to steer through this filthiness that steers do as I shift through this red light. Me and with the linked up. Hello dreams. Good night to the mundane. That numb pain and the unsung. Give you a piece of my brain and it's loose change and I'm done. Really thought this 2 cents was too much. We too deep with the roof up. These internet thugs are ruthless. They'll cock aim and eat us. So when the feedback wasn't hate that but feed us. I already had my feet up, the only thing brought me back was Jesus. To my Lord, I'm a slave, so I kindly turn the page. Gave the people what they craved, hit them with that mass parade. This was around the same time that Lamont threw me shade. Church clothes getting made, second baby on the way. My 4th baby on the way. It's still hard to discuss, save it for another day.
I told this kid to send me 5 beats. I'll turn around and send you 5 songs. My little brother's about to tie the knot. My, where has the time gone?
Autumn is here now and I ain't got a label still. Mark told me, Dre, you don't need a record deal. Cause every time I see a fan of HP, they look me dead in the eyes and tell me just how that record feels. We'll just let that ink dry, his name up on that line. I almost let this dream die, I'm thinking that my time. What's up? I'm like, dear Lord, can you please show me a sign? Cause I am just a passenger, this life ain't even mine. I got a meeting with Collision after listening to the vision. I saw it was on a mission. Father, you have my attention. Father, you have my attention. Other labels in contention, but my heart made a decision. Now I'm on Harper Street in Act Town and I'm feeling like a king. The cipher is complete now, this feeling so serene. We ain't played a game, feeling like we won a ring. Every time I hit imagine, I feel like I'm in a dream.
I told this kid to send me 5 beats. I turn around and send you 5 songs. I got an album on the way now. My, look at the seeds.
This is more pressure than I've ever seen, more than I've ever had. I'm trying to be your husband, the same time a dad. The same time I'm a rapper, I'm a college grad. That's working full time, the best job I ever had. At times, I'm a stranger to reality. Passenger of the night, yeah, I'm chasing vanity. Became a casualty of my own war. I sit and ask myself, what is it all for? Billboard, iTunes, the cosigns, the interviews. Sometimes I wanna write, but I'm not in the mood. I got the vehicle, but I don't wanna move. Cause I don't wanna fail, I just wanna bail. You see, the truth is, I'm afraid to lose. But then I see my friends, and I see my kin. Walking in the dark, running into sin. How can you see it if you don't dream? How can you hit it if you don't swing? So gold rush is what I gotta bring. I'll see you 7/9/13.
All right, we back here on Yada the King Radio. That was 7/9/13 by Dre Murray, produced by Wit. And I'm with Adam and Kizzy right now. Kizzy shared her testimony. Adam, man, talk to me, bro. How did you come to know the Lord?
Okay. Well, for me, it was a little different because I always grew up knowing who God was and knowing the Lord. My father's a pastor. I grew up in church. I grew up playing in church. But as far as really experiencing a life-changing moment where I knew that I had to follow Christ 100% wholeheartedly, that actually came later, a little later on. And it was one of those things, you know, I knew the scriptures, and I believed in God, I believed in Jesus, and by all accounts, I was, you know, living a Christian life. But there was a lot of darkness in my personal life. Mm. And it took a dramatic event to really cause me to slow down with everything that was going on. The dramatic event, of course, and this is going to sound so cliche, but it was a breakup.
Right.
But it was a bad breakup for a relationship that I had been in for most of my life, really. And at that point, my entire identity was wrapped up in this relationship, and the whole thing caused me to step away from music and just really reevaluate things. And that was an interesting period. During that time, I started trying to get regular jobs, and I worked at the Coca-Cola factory for 3 weeks, and I was applying to all these places, and I was jobless for a really long time, because before then I'd been playing jazz gigs, and that's how I was making my living, that and teaching a little bit. But so I was applying to these jobs that I was qualified for, overqualified for. I knew they were hiring, but I couldn't get hired anywhere. And so it was confusing. And I talked to my parents about it, and their stance was, it's not working out, good. It shouldn't be working out because you're supposed to be working on your music. And anybody who's a musician or knows a musician knows how rare it is to have parents who support you actively pursuing music, especially in a place like Oklahoma, where, you know, it's not really a musician-friendly environment. But the fact of the matter is, God gave me these abilities for a reason. He gave me a passion for music for a reason, and that was the big turning point for me, where I decided, yeah, this is not only something that I should do, this is something that I'm obliged to do. This is an honor, and it's an opportunity I can't pass up. So it was when I slowly started getting back into music that Kim and I reconnected. And as she said, you know, we were old friends from high school, so we know each other really well. We trusted each other. We cared about each other already as friends. And neither of us were really doing music on a serious level. But ultimately, we came together on that night when Can I Get a Light happened. And ever since then, it's been kind of like just this flood of creativity that God has given to us. And it's been absolutely amazing.
Wow. Well, talk to me, man. How did it go from just working together to getting married, man? Come on, quickly share that with me, man. What did you do, brother?
All right, he said quickly, so I better answer this. Cause, you know, when they get a question like that, that goes on forever. Well, honestly, the love was brewing before we were working together.
Yeah,
and there was this whole period where we were trying really hard to just be friends. And after we started developing feelings, you know, there were even times where we had to just cut off communication and be away from each other because it was getting too real, only to, you know, receive more evidence from God that we were supposed to be together. So honestly, the two were kind of a seamless transition. The music has been extremely central in our relationship. The music has been there as long as the love has been there. Like I said, me realizing that I was falling in love with Kimala happened at the same time Can I Get a Light happened. So it's like a third member of our marriage almost. Like, it's me, Kizzy, and music, and you can't really take any of those elements away.
Yeah.
God put all three together.
Yeah.
All right, talk to me, both of you now. As I was talking to your wife, she was talking about she was a musician. You were talking about a musician, and I think you guys mentioned full-time musicians. How do you do that in today's music where, you know, iTunes is popular? Some people make money off iTunes. Some might do songwriting. What is the way that you guys are able to make a living?
Well, we're gigging like crazy.
Right.
Every opportunity we get to perform somewhere, we pretty much take it. And that's how we're surviving. Because, you know, the iTunes really is a great buffer, a great supplement to what we're earning. But really, we're paying the bills by getting out there in front of people and performing this music.
Yeah, that's really true. Although it's taken a lot of creativity. And it's taken a lot of flexibility. Like I said, our first job when we got married was in India, which paid really well. So when we came back, we had savings. And that's when we decided we were going to take the leap and say, okay, now let's just perform. Let's not go back to our regular jobs now. And let's see if we can make this happen. And so the savings was just enough to get us through that period. And then we were like, well, let's see if we can do original music and only do our music and see if we can make those with that. And it worked. You know, we had just enough to get by, and we're growing still. And now that our CD has come out, you know, we're in kind of a whole new arena. But aside from that, Kimmela does graphic artwork. You know, like we did the artwork on our own CD, and we've done CD covers for several other local artists and people that we know. And that's been a financial, you know, help. They're teaching lessons. Something we do, work after school programs.
We do film projects too.
Yeah, film projects, extras. I was playing for ballet classes. when you're doing what we do, you have to be creative. You have to really kind of have a do-it-yourself mentality and just get out there and see how many different ways you can flip this talent to make a living.
Yeah, and it's good to hear that because so many people are saying, hey, I want to be full time, but all I do is rap or all I do is sing. But you, like you guys said, man, there's a great way. You just heard some of the things that they said that they do to keep going, to even break even at times. And everybody that's doing music and doing it full time, they might not be making the best money, but they have to learn how to just figure out how to utilize that gift in as many ways as possible. Let's go to this song called That Ain't Right. Kizzy, what is this about?
It's about the injustices of the world, honestly, very, very simply. I know when I wrote it, the way I write, the music always comes first. You know, I sit down and I get on the keyboard and I tinker around and I created tracks for life. And then, you know, honestly, it just kind of takes its own form. You know, I let it play and loop, and then the lyrics come, and then I've written a song. And this came to mind. I will say that while the song is not particularly about anything specific that happened to me, it is loosely based on things that I've either witnessed or experienced. First, you know, it's talking about our Lord and Savior. And then the second verse is just about, honestly, about hate. It just covers hate. It can be interpreted in different ways. And then the third verse, I'd say, was even most particular. It was inspired by a young woman, a friend of my father's, who died just prior to the surgery that she was supposed to get. But it came too late because insurance was, you know, insurance was too high and she couldn't pay for it. And people worked on her behalf to help her get the surgery, and they finally scheduled it and she died right before it, you know.
Wow.
So it's literally something that...
All right, man. So let's get into that song, That Ain't Right, by Adam and Kizzy on Yada the King Radio. Let's check it out.
Was never While we learn a life lesson and elect a way to sort it. Seems sordid. Maybe it's risque. Maybe it's decadent. Maybe it's just a way of seeking to find balance. Forget all the differences, trying to find common ground where the lines balance. Where the lines balance. Find balance. Define talents. Find gifts. Rewind this. Trying to find balance. Find talents. Got a new phone, I'm trying to take a flick, but not look too hard, you know, take a pic. Innate is it, my mind's in a daze, in a picture frame observing while she takes intensive gaze. Is this a maze, maybe a labyrinth? I'm laughing at jokes not even half as wit. I need see the manuscript, some cuneiform. She speaking Venus, y'all, I can't even conceive it all. Like a John Gray novel inside a brothel on the table next to a Bible and reading both comfortable. Awful, but honest, like, I got a conscience, right? But morals are not precise. Relying on myself, well, you know the outcome. I'm seeing the dark like Malcolm. Been on my mind all week, yeah, I'm glad I found grace, cause the grind's not cheap. Sometimes the lie's more attractive than the truth, so I bury it in a tomb for facades, I cherish it. I like a woman with a body and the body of a mind, with volumes like a spry librarian. Defy the myth with the truth, then we form a constitution, only risk is the truth. And let eternity be our encore, the gift and the curse, hardcore. Trying to find balance, find balance, find talents, define gifts, rewindness.
You want the show on the go?
Get the Yada Da King radio app.
The quickest way to have the latest episodes wherever you are.
Available at the App Store and Android Marketplace.
Search Yada Da King Radio and download the app.
Features include quick call-in, easy streaming, and downloading.
And one-touch Facebook and Twitter connection.
Only $1.99. That's right, only $1.99.
Support and get yours, fam.
Don't hesitate and don't wait.
All right, we back with Adam and Kizzy, and they from OKC, getting it in, you know what I'm saying? They do. I saw some of the live stuff y'all did, too, man. It sounded pretty tight. You and your wife was matching, you know what I'm saying? And I want to know, yeah. Do you guys match all the time, every show? Let me know, because you was wearing a tough color to wear as a man. What's up, man?
We don't physically match. That was a special occasion.
God made her life, so matching isn't the easiest thing to pull off.
Yeah.
Nah, but that was a special occasion.
Okay,
yeah,
there we go. So, yeah, we're going to talk a lot about some more fun facts like that later. But check it out. We're going to get into the topic of the day, which is all about freedom. Talk to me, man. First of all, let's talk about the price of freedom, and I even want you guys to dig into your life. And as you said, you went through a dark period, but now you are obviously free from that dark period. Talk to me about the cost of freedom as we go into this topic of the day. And I'm going to have you go ahead, Kizzy. Go ahead. Open this up.
Oh, okay. I was pointing to Adam to answer. Well, for us, you know, freedom and the ego that comes with freedom, it's all based around our freedom in Christ. You know, Jesus paid for our sins, for our freedom from our sins. You know, because prior to him, our sin was a guarantee of us all going to hell, you know. And so, when we talk about freedom, we talk about freedom in Christ. You know, because Christ can free you from not just your sin, he can free you from your pain, from your struggle, from the things that can hold us down and try to stun us to keep us from moving forward and to keep us from fulfilling whatever purpose it is we would sit here to fulfill.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, freedom is something we very seriously represent in our music and what we do. It's important for us to be free from these things that set us back and weigh us down.
So for us, the concept of freedom is really holistic. Mm-hmm. It's not just like this lofty idea of, you gotta be free from sin, it's like, okay, that's a big banner, but underneath that banner there's lots of smaller banners and areas in which we are always looking to find the freedom path, for lack of a better word. For example, okay, like the term ego in a large way symbolizes freedom. That's what it means. And also on an artistic level, stylistically, we call our music ego,
mm-hmm.
because it's free from any particular style. It's free from any particular genre because it is all those things all at the same time. And that's artistic freedom. You know, so I don't have to call myself a jazz musician and then everyone's disappointed if I don't play jazz.
Yeah.
I don't have to call myself a rapper and people are disappointed if they hear me singing on a song or not rapping or don't hear my voice at all on a song.
Yeah.
You know, we are music makers. That's what we do. And music is our instrument, really. So beyond just being a rapper, singer, pianist, producer, whatever, we're musicians. You know, we do ego. So it's like having the freedom to make choices. Now, then you can take that concept and blow it back up again. And if you have the freedom to make artistic choices, then we have the freedom to make any and all choice that God has given us, primarily the freedom to follow Christ. Because now we're not chasing after any cultural standard. We're not chasing after any social ideal. We're simply following Christ.
Yeah.
As he directs us.
Now let's talk.
That's what ego is all about.
So we talk ego. That's the music. They free in music. Let's talk about the mind of freedom. What would you guys say, even for somebody that has been free, but they haven't grasped it in their mind? What do you guys say about that? What do you think about the mind and freedom? And I'm gonna have Kizzy go first.
So we have someone who's been free in Christ,
mm-hmm.
but they don't know it.
It's like they haven't grasped it fully with their mind. What would you say
I
to them?
I think I understand what you're saying.
Well, I mean, for me, in a sense, it sounds to me like they're not free. You know, it's like mm-hmm. we've all been saved from sin.
Right.
But when the mind is locked down, you know, you're not free, even though you could be. And that happens to a lot of people, where they have the ability to free themselves and to be free.
Yeah.
But they're not, because either they don't realize it, they don't see it. You know, they got their demons, something. But it is a struggle just for someone to grasp that they can be free.
Right.
As opposed to someone who's trying to be free, but they got a lot going on, you know?
Yeah. What about you? What about you, Adam? What you think? Let me even break it down more. Somebody that has been freed, and all of a sudden, let's say they've been saved, they've been living their life for God for years, and all of a sudden they no longer feel free. They almost feel bound, even within quote unquote Christianity, as they would say. They feel like they're bound. How do you express freedom to somebody like that?
Someone who feels bound. The only way to express freedom, it's kind of like trying to describe what it's like to believe in God to somebody who doesn't believe in God. You know, it simply is a matter of taking a leap of faith. But that's a really heavy.
You mean like? Do you mean like when, if they're Christian, you know, they're living the Christian life, but they feel restricted being Christian. They're not free to do the things that they want to do.
Free. I mean, I guess when we talk about freedom in the mind, some people they are saved. They've been walking in the will of God for a while, but at times the enemy plagues on their mind and says, "You're not really free." You know, because
it's a test,
right?
It's we're all tested,
and that happens. I mean, you might see somebody that's been saved for years, and all of a sudden they're like, "Man, I'm not. I want what these people in the world have now." You know what I'm saying? Or I want this. Now they are free already, but they're not walking in freedom because their mind is being plagued by the things of the world. What do you guys say about that?
They got their sights on the wrong thing.
Yeah.
You know, because I'll say the typical scenario that I can draw from is, you know, I'm doing my music in Oklahoma, you know, and it's not paying millions, but then I see, you know, one of the big stars out there who, you know, is taking the easy road, basically. And they're getting paid millions of dollars. And it doesn't seem fair. And I had to come to the conclusion quite some time ago that doesn't matter. And that doesn't have anything to do with it. See, I spend my time getting upset about what this person has over there. I don't see what I have right in front of me. And also, I can't know whether or not it's actually better over there. And it's incredibly possible that it's actually worse over there.
Right.
But what I have to do is trust that where God has me is where I'm supposed to be. And it's what's best for my life. There's too many lies. And with, you know, we're all in individual lives. We're living our individual life, and we have to live that life. We can't try to live somebody else.
That's good stuff.
Perspective is a powerful thing. It can be a healing, or it can be an absolute drug, depending on what perspective you have. And I'll give you an example. When we were in India, a lot of people were really excited for us. A lot of people were really impressed that we were in India doing what we were doing, and that we were flown over there and we were living in a 5-star hotel. But it wasn't an easy experience.
Right.
It wasn't a fun experience for us. You know, it was a lesson. It was a hard lesson to learn. And I'm glad that we got the opportunity to go. But, you know, that's perspective. When I look at some of these stars now that we're so envious of, you know, they seem to have the world. But you don't really want this world. And you can see it in their eyes. They're not happy. They're in bondage. The only way to truly be free is to have the kind of perspective where you can say, this is who I am, this is who God is, and this is what God has given me, this is enough.
Yeah.
If you look at some of the heavy figures in the Bible, like Paul, who found freedom, you know, he said, I know how to be abased and how to abound. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter what my circumstances are because I'm free. You can take away whatever you want, you can give me whatever you want, it doesn't matter because God is what my eyes are set on. And here in this culture, there's a lot of distractions, man. There's a lot of distractions. And I think this is a big problem for us. And think you got to get away from it from time to time. You have to refocus, you know. Go do mission work. Do good deeds. You know, go out in the woods and meditate. Do what you have to do. But recognize that the house that you live in, the car you drive, the job you have, the money you're making, the money you're not making that you wish you were making, and compare that to a flower or a tree of what God created. There's no comparison.
Yeah.
If you can keep your eyes focused on the miracle that is this universe, your own existence, that's freedom.
There we go. Yeah. Freedom. We talked on the topic of the day with Adam and Kizzy, and we're going to go to you guys' last song that we're going to spin on the show today, and it's called Right There. And you guys were featured on this track, but talk to me about this song right here, or actually right there. Adam, let me know what you think about that.
Well, Right There is one of my favorite tracks, and it's featured on the album Inspire Me by the incredibly brilliant Jay Lee, the producer. And it's one of the best albums to have come out in recent history in Christian music, as far as I'm concerned. We were really honored to be a part of it, first of all. So this track, we instantly tied that to it. When we got the beat, I'm kind of like a musical nerd, so I was really intrigued by the fact that the beat is in 6/8 time signatures. It's not in your standard 4/4.
Right.
So, rapping in an odd meter or an uncommon meter, you know, that's the kind of thing that I get into. So I immediately, like, my mouth was water, just on a musical level. But the song is, anybody who listens to our music will very easily hear a common thread, you know, the search. Where is God in this? How do we find God in this? You know, can I get a light talks about that? That ain't light talks about that. And now Right There kind of presents another side of that story by saying, look, when you were in that dark place, God was right there. Mm-hmm. When you were in the muck fire, God was right there. And that's been the story of my life. You know, I've gone through some very dark things in my life. I've gone through some very harrowing experiences like we all have.
Right.
And when I look back on the fact that God chose to be there with me through that, and He didn't have to, that's humble.
Amen.
Yeah.
So let's hop into that track right there on Yada the King Radio. We'll be right back with Adam and Kizzy, and you'll find out how y'all can connect with them, get their new album, etc., etc. Let's check it out. Here we go.
When I speak, He knows me. He knows me even when speaking so secretly. Even I can seem alone. See, on the bleakest road, He consoles me. He can be my soul's bleeds, cause those feet, they're so deep in woes. Jesus knows even when my pinky toes weep. When He brings me home, weeping gone, cease, He owns peace. I was sinking low, thinking no beacon goes deep below, reaching those griefs. I was beaten so weak, trying to find the key of ghosts. Though when me gets old, T gets so deep. Let it be in bold, G-N-O-D. Heaven be your home, we can hold keys. Lest it be your soul, blinking, don't see. Let it be, you know, Jesus won't cease. He's right there, right there.
I see that you are confused. Been a lot of abuse and misuse. Despair echoes through the air. Pain is a plague that's spreading everywhere. Dark clouds that shroud your vision. Causes you to doubt face precision. Well, if you look in my eyes, you'll see my love and realize that
if you just love me,
you never feel so alone.
If you just trust me,
strength will not wane in a storm.
If you believe me,
you fill me with you everywhere.
If you stick with me,
prove that I am everywhere.
If you just love me,
your heart would always have a home.
If you just trust me,
show you that home is never gone.
If you believe me,
draw near. I gave you traces to find me.
case. Love work. Yeah. I'm a product of grace. Take a look at my face, and when you look in my face, look into my eyes so you can see what I see. Shouldn't come as a surprise. Nah, capture that reflection, a beautiful essence, no question. The Lord is in our presence, like can you feel him? And all past and present wounds that he can heal him. Yeah, dreams turn to reality. I'm supposed to dive into sickness and not the casualty. I'm supposed to dive into the addiction that kept me itching. When I lack conviction down a path of destruction, I only want to fix it. All this time I was broken, hopeless, without a focal point to focus. Yeah, love for you, my heart is beating, blood flowing. I'm breathing, gave me the treatment, gave me the life, and your love is free.
Free me from the past, just leave me in my ways. Catch me in my sins since you laid in the grave. My daddy was paid, even was shocked and amazed. Your love is freedom.
Took them shackles and them chains
off.
Can never turn this rain off. For me to live as Christ and die is the gain, huh? I guess there's nothing left for me to explain, huh? I clip my own wings, still determined to fly. We kill our own king, from the grave and he rise. Right before our eyes, through the darkness, see the light. Ain't nothing we can overcome, so it's gonna be alright. Blood purchase, love working. Transaction completed from the greatest merchant. Only enough to know you destined for a greater purpose. It's like stomping your foot on the head of the serpent. Pause. He's the cure for all life's mishaps. And if he gives the gift, then we give it back. Casting my crown in the living water. Yeah, and got a kingdom when I reel it back. Nah, I reel it back.
Just leave me in my ways. Catch me in my sins since you laid in the grave. My daddy was paid, even was shocked and amazed. Your love is freedom.
All right, we are back again. Adam and Kizzy is joining with us here on Yada the King Radio, man. And you guys can always check us out at ydkradio.com. Also, pick up the app Yada the King Radio. It's on iTunes. It's in the App Store, Androids, Kindle Fire. You can get it all there. And you can hear the fun facts, which we're going to do in a second. But check it out. Right now, Adam and Kizzy's with me. You guys got the brand new album. It just came out maybe last month. So talk to me about the album. April, there we go.
Yes.
So talk to me about the album. Why people need to go pick up the album. And why do y'all like it? I know it's your music, but why do you like this baby that you just dropped?
It's special in so many ways. Man, where it all begins. Well, the album is a collection of music that I wrote years ago, music that Adam wrote, and the music that we wrote together. Amazingly, the music is significant to what we've experienced in just the past couple of years, you know, together. It's a love song. Like, the whole album is a love song in a way. You know, even including, like, songs like Don't Want to Hear It in Bed, right? You know, the whole thing is a journey through the various forms of love. And I know for me, it's special to me just simply because when I was writing music, it was a hobby. I didn't really intend to do anything with the music. I mean, I wanted to share it, but I didn't know how to really share it because, you know, I recorded the majority of my songs, like, laying in bed with my computer on my chest, you know, so it wasn't a very impeccable quality. But then Adam comes along with his impeccable ability, and, you know, he recomposes everything and makes the music sound 20 times better, and, you know, he made a dream that I hadn't even fully dreamt yet come true.
Okay. You know, that's the first time we've been asked why we like our album. I like that question.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it's like sometimes I go to art openings and I'll see a person's series of artwork, and you see like a lot of different versions of the same concept.
Mm.
You know, it might be a photo exhibit. You'll see like all black and white photos or whatever. To me, this album is kind of like our art opening, but everything is a different color.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is like, it could almost be done by a different artist each song.
Mm-hmm.
But it's coming from the same place.
Mm-hmm.
And I really like what Kizzy said about, you know, the whole album is kind of like a love song. Because in a way, the whole album is a very strong argument for love and how important love is.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, just on a more practical level, this album, if you don't buy it, you're not going to hear anything else like it. You know, if you don't listen to this, then there's no replacement for it. It's a really personal thing. It's a really specific thing. And every song that's on there has a really specific message, you know, from Train, which deals with freedom, to Don't Want to Hear It, which deals with, you know, righteous frustration. Smile, which talks about, you know, why it's important to keep moving forward. To Can I Get a Light, which we discussed, and so on and so forth. Every song is a specific chapter in the beginnings of our relationship together and the lessons that God taught us. And to me, it would be much easier to learn a lesson by listening to a song and taking it in than having to live it the way we did.
Like, yeah.
Put that album on and save myself some of the lessons.
Yeah.
But no,
that's
good.
God
is good.
Yeah.
Amen. So I like this point where they said, if you don't get this album, there's nothing else like that. And, hey, man, if an artist can't say that, that might be a problem. That's just a side note. Let's talk about people connecting with you guys, booking and contact. Where in the world are you guys on the internet? Give me all that full spill so people can check y'all out.
AdamandKizzy.com.
K-I-Z-Z-I-E.
Just spell the whole thing out. Adam and Kizzy. That's right. K-I-Z-Z-I-E. We're on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter. We're even on MySpace, even though we don't really use that, but we are on MySpace. we're Instagram. You can find us on pretty much all of that.
If you go to our website, there are links to everything. That's the easiest way. You can buy our album, The Book of Vito, Volume 1. We also just recently finished doing a project for kids where we remix nursery rhymes and set them to music. You can buy that CD on our website.
Parents, you can actually listen to it. It won't drive you nuts. It's kind of the best of both worlds for you. You can let it play in the car with kids.
Yeah, it's all good stuff. Also, there are links to Jay Lee, the producer's project. You can purchase it. Get a link to purchase it there. We're on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play.
Baby. Yeah.
Man, they're everywhere. Just Google Adam and Kizzy. You'll find something. You'll find them, AdamandKizzy.com. Hey, let's do this, man. Any last words that you guys want to share with the listeners out there, man? Anything special that you want to share that has helped you through life, or anything that you guys want to share as your last words?
I'll say this. Okay, because I know we're all going through things. We're always being tested. No matter what it is you're going through, whoever it is that's listening to this, recognize whatever the style is, to be a test.
The way you pass the test is keep going. Jesus already won the battle. All you have to do is show up to fight.
Don't give up.
Yeah.
Do not give up. There are so many things in this life and in this world, and even that boy said is saying, give up. But do not do it. You don't have honestly a good excuse to give up. You don't.
That's real.
Jesus came for you. Anything is possible now. It's hard, it hurts. I know it. I know how you feel. I know the doubt that we're all plagued with at some point in time, but you can overcome it. Undoubtedly, you can overcome it.
There you go, man. Adam and Kizzy share some great stuff. Definitely check out their music. Support their music. We're going to get out of here, man. And I'm going to talk on the topic of the day a little bit later. But let's go into this triple play on Yada the King Radio. I'll be right back. Here we go.
Yeah, in the beginning, everything was good. Like you are, Yahshua. Nothing could restrain us from walking with our maker. Then we decided to be gods, and now we're so dangerous. A creation that was once perfect is now ill. Our eyes are never satisfied. Fill. Our appetites seek destruction. You build. Our hands are swift to kill. You heal. Yeah, I know who I am, but who is he? So it seems he's the sovereign king. I'm the prodigal. On his way home, I'm the prostitute who should have been stoned. Next to you on the cross is a thief.
It is me.
I believe, but help my unbelief. I believe, but help my unbelief. Despite the corruption, you make beauty in the madness. Every morning your composition paints a beautiful canvas.
Wonderful Lord.
Thy words are an author and an architect. There isn't good in this world you haven't offered yet. We get the Savior from a prostitute's offspring. This shows that there's grace in your offering. I am Adam and Eve, I have tasted deceit. Now I cover up my greed in some $100 leaves. I'm a sinner, I'm forgiven, he's risen, I'm so down. I'm adopted but his child, he's humble, I'm so proud. I'm filthy but so clean, guilty but so free. I walk the narrow road but I'm living on my knees. He's easy to understand but quite complex. I'm already at his throne but not quite yet. He's cleaning my heart but I still got mess. I'm running this good race but I still got rest. I know who I am but who is he? So it seems he's the sovereign king. I'm the prodigal on his way home. I'm the prostitute who should have been stoned. Next to you on a cross is a thief. It is me. I believe, but help my unbelief. I believe, but help my unbelief. You're the Passover and priest, prophet and sovereign king. New song that we sing, good shepherd and prince of peace. You're the Lord over the galaxies, powers and principalities. Head of the family, savior of all humanity. Perfect, innocent martyr, bread and living water. True image of the Father, lamb led to slaughter. In Genesis we were severed, driven from your presence. And revelations will be basking in your glory and essence. In the beginning, light came from the sun and moon and the new heavens and earth. You're the light that consumes. In the beginning, we have promised a lot of pain and fear. In the end, you will wipe away every single tear. In the beginning, it is promised we all shall die. In the end, there's no death, and the dead shall rise. In the beginning, it is clear creation was duped. In the end, you promise you make all things new. Yeah, I know who I am, but who is he? So it seems he's the sovereign king. I'm the prodigal on his way home. I'm the prostitute who should have been stoned. Next to you on the cross is a thief. It is me. It is me. I believe, but help my unbelief. I believe, but help my unbelief.
Multiplies my eyes, he reached down and grabbed the mud. I cried when I understood his love. Then my crying turned to laughter, and I realized soon after that the fear imposed was just a pose. You were not a factor, but an actor. At the final scene, you won't be around. You and death won't make a sound. It's a long way.
Was sinful. Now that greed is gone, baby, I pick up a pencil. I dip it in God's favor. Sick in the mental man and apprentice the dog Vader. Now I'm hot, reconstructed from the bottom to the top. I be leaning off his
serving out them bottles that they pop. God redeeming by the blood. I'm riding with the squad. Push the kingdom, I'm about it till I die. Then I rise, I'm alive, cause I got a Jesus in me. You don't hear the cries of the people feeling empty. Homie, it's my job, let them know that we forgiven. He left the 99 just so he could come and get me. Set me free and I'm a child. What you know about me? King is by my side. Go ahead and doubt me, I ain't nothing but a lie. He the truth, I'm on fire, he the proof. Don't believe it, come and see if you can douse me.
I'm alive, but I ain't the one that's living. No, I've been on high since I got that Jesus in me. Whoa, as I rise, shout it, this ain't no gimmick. No, so if you with me, holla if you with me, let's go. We on something, shout it, we so gone. Yeah, we on something, our life's not our own. Yeah, see I'm alive, but I ain't the one that's living. And I ain't been the same since I got that Jesus in me.
Alright, that was Mouthpiece featuring the homie Flo right there. On Yada the King Radio, you know what we're doing. We're getting it in. The topic of the day, I got a little bit of time, so I'm not going to delay. Really, man, this whole year, God has been dealing with me on freedom, man, and what it's like for people in Christ to truly be free, man, and walk in the liberty, the protection that God has for us, the blessing that he has for us. And I'm not even going to explain the blessing because it can mean so many different things. But I really feel that freedom is somewhere where God wants us to be, man. And I look at the story of the Israelites when they left Egypt. Some of them actually wanted to go back to slavery, to not being free. Why? Because they were so used to that system that they were under that they weren't ready for the full freedom that God was giving them. They were going to be owners of their own houses. You know what I'm saying? They weren't going to have to work for anybody else, but they wanted to go back to that because some things in their wilderness wasn't going the way that they exactly wanted them to be. And I'm going to tell you this, man, everything in life is not always going to be smooth. But if you know who you are in God, you'll see the freedom that he's giving you. And this is not freedom to do whatever you want. It's freedom to say, hey, man, God has set me free from the law of sin and death. And a lot of times we got believers that, even though they're free, they don't live like they're free. It hasn't hit their mind yet, man. And we want you to be free in Christ, man. Number one, accept him as your Lord and Savior. After that, accept what the word of God has for you, man, and believe his word. And, man, if you got comments or questions you want to get at me, hit me up, 425-243-4285, or hit us up on Twitter at Yada the King. We'll get at you, man. God bless you. We'll see you next week.
Gotta keep my praise unique, because ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I Yada the King. Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay